go rest high on that mountain. Hallelujah. Turn over. My wisdom is gone. I told y'all. Yeah. Brother asked last night, said, how about Lamont? I said, Lamont, all right. And I said, Lamont's just Lamont. He said, that's a good answer. So just be yourself. Amen. Don't try to be somebody else. If I tried to act like Lamar, I can't do it. Lamar can't act like me. He said, I'm so nervous, I can't hardly stand it. And I ain't never been nervous this morning. Amen. So you can't be like nobody else. Don't pattern your life like nobody else. Be followers of the Lord as God wants you to be followers of the Lord. I don't usually do this, but it ain't but 5 verses to stand. 11th chapter. 11th chapter of Romans. Start about the 5th verse. Pray for us. We still got stitches and the side of my head swelled. I'm great. I'm in great shape. 5th verse. Even so then, at the present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Just a remnant, just a few. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, works is no more works. Paul said, what then? What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for. The election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the Spirit. Listen to this verse. God hath given them the spirit of slumber. Eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear. But unto this day. And God, David saith, let them, their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense or reward unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their back always. 11th verse. I say then, have they slumbered that they should fail? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is coming to the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word. You can be seated. I thought in the Word of God there, in the 7th verse, He said, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. And I thought, as we look today, Paul was teaching to them there under the law, trying to bring them grace, get them out from under of their works. Amen. And he said, but for the election and those that were elected, we'll say Paul. Paul accepted God when Jesus spoke to him, when he struck him down on the road to Damascus. When I became the elect of God, when I was hanging around that commode and Jesus Christ through the Spirit spoke to me, amen, and I accepted Jesus Christ, I became a part of the elect family of God because I accepted, amen, the Word and the power of Almighty God. And if I had kept rejecting the power and rejecting the call and the Spirit of Almighty God, I believe from the depths of my heart I would have become blinded. I would have had ears that I couldn't hear. And America is in this shape today. I want you to listen what God has put on our heart. It ain't no problem to be a troublemaker. It ain't no problem to try to break down a church or to tear down a home or to destroy kids. But I'm going to tell you something. It takes a man of God to stand up, elect of God, called of God, to stand up and take his persecutions as they come his way, to stand on the Word of God, because the Bible said it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts going and a coming. It'll stop you. But I'm going to tell you what happened to them under the law when Jesus come. They want to stay in their way as America is today. They want to be what they are and go on and still be the elect of God. So the gays decided, I can be gay because the law don't stand against it and the government is for us, and I can be gay and still be a child of God and still man, live with man. But God said it's abomination in the eyes of God. Amen. I just heard this week some people come and talk to me, and they went back under the law. Amen. And a man's having trouble with wife in his marriage, and he went back, amen, in the old Bible, and he said Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. The Word of God said plainly that because of the hardness of their heart, Moses wrote them a law of divorcement, and it wasn't right from the beginning. But we want to fix it to suit ourselves. We want to stand where we want to stand. The Word of God will separate you from sin. Amen. I'm going to tell you what's happened to America. I can look at our government, and the spirit of slumber is sent from God. Because we have rebelled against God, I can see in our churches, glory to God, that sin is all right. It don't matter if we live in adultery. It don't matter what we do. We're still not going to heaven. That's contrary to the Word of God. And God has given us a spirit of slumber. Let us stay right where we're at. Play the games we want to play. But the bottom line, when we stand before God, the true Word of God, the Word of God, ain't no mystery to me today. I'm not under the law. I'm under grace by grace, but through faith by grace am I saved. Not that, not of myself, and it's not of works. There's nothing I can do to make grace any better, Lord of God, but live right and to know that it's there. To know I am the elect of God, to make my calling and election sure. Just as sure as this boy that went out of town and played with more money, played with the things that they had offered him. He wouldn't be in church today or maybe next week. But he chose and he prayed and he stayed with some godly people and he stayed in God's will. And God provided his payday. God took care of it. Can I tell you something? Another day for recognition, for another dollar, for a little bit of money, a glory to God, to step up the ladder just a little bit. We'll get out of God's will and play games with God. And we can't play games with God. And he gives us the spirit of slumber. And it plainly says that the Jews, amen, to provoke them to anger, he came to the Gentiles and he gave the Jews. He said a remnant. There's a remnant of Jews being saved today. I see this thing fixing to turn over. Amen. And the Spirit going back to the Jews and just a remnant of the Gentiles saved. Honey, in the 55 years and then we've tried to serve God, I've seen the Spirit of God being withdrawn from America. I'm going to tell you why. We want to add a little sin to the Word of God. We want to add a little part to the Word of God. We want to take out a sum of the Word of God and fix it to suit ourselves. We want to lay out of church when we want to lay out of church. I don't believe that God sets up a day for you to go nowhere on Sunday. Amen. But the house of the living God. He said for us to assemble together. Andy Branny, amen, is 80, 81 years old. He needs your backing. He needs your presence. He needs you uplifting his arms. He needs you to be in a spirit of Almighty God to help him get through. Kenneth is his lost mom. He's lost dad. He's got right in church. He needs us every day in the right spirit of God, not trying to fix it the way I want it. Amen. I don't need the spirit of slumber, but it's in America today. I despise laziness. I've always despised laziness, and I ain't the smartest man in town. But I decided in 1959 when I got married, Daddy couldn't keep me up. Mama couldn't keep me up. The best thing I could do was go to work. The best thing I could do was be there every day. The best thing I could do was provide for me and my wife to take care because the two of us become one flesh. I'm going to tell you, sin has separated. Sin has tore down. If Janet leaves me, let me tell you what I'll do. I'll step down from pastoring. Y'all can take care or let it go by. I'll step down because we two are one flesh. This ain't proper doctrine. It ain't Methodist doctrine. Amen. And it sure ain't Baptist doctrine no more. But he said, according in the 8th verse, according as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber. Let's turn over to Matthew 13. Matthew 13. And we'll read 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not. It's what Jesus said. He spoke to them in parables, because seeing, they see not. And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. I'm going to tell you, there's, with all the technology that we've got today, when we have no understanding of who God is or what God is, and we think we can still play games with God, and God don't know what we're doing, and God don't know what we're thinking, and God don't know the games that we're trying to play to make us look good. Sin is sin, and God wrote down some things, amen, that can't be changed. And he said, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, this is what Isaiah prophesied years ago. He said, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and shall see. Seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. Who won't understand? For this people's heart is waxed gross. People's hearts has waxed gross. It's hard. It's waxed over. It's closed off. It's stopped accepting the Word of God. And their ears are dull of hearing. Amen. We don't hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. The seven churches of Asia Minor. God said that the Spirit, hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. How are we going to hear if we're not in church? How are we going to hear if we're not together? I'm going to tell you, all for myself, sometimes I get a revelation of God. Every now and then, all for myself, I get a revelation of Satan. Amen. I've got to separate what is God, and I've got to separate which is the devil. The devil is the prince and the power of the air, and he's sending messages, message after message, to tear down the church, tear down the work of God. I thought the United Methodists are split right now. I thought there's many churches split because of doctrines. Let's get on a standard and stick with it. The Word of God is true. I am not under the law. It's a schoolmaster to tell me not play the games that David played, because the sword never left David's house, because he walked out from under of the hand of God. We wonder why we're sleeping and slumbering, and why we're not interested in the Word of God. It's because we wouldn't listen when God spoke to us. I've heard some of you speak that it was the last time that God was going to speak to you. If we go on, we'll slumber and we'll sleep. I thought, when I was first saved, the hospitals, the law officers, some of the emergency stuff worked, but the stores were closed. We took time out for church. Their beer joints were closed. I remember, even as a sinner, I couldn't hardly wait for Jimmy Atwood's to open up at 1 o'clock that I could get another beer. Amen. Today, you don't have to wait. It's still there. Why? We've walked off with the Word of God. We've not remembered the Sabbath day and kept it holy. We've not remembered assembling ourselves together. And he said in that 15th verse, Matthew 13, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted. Oh, glory to God. And should be converted. And I should heal them. That's the Word of God, my friend. And he said, they have shut their eyes. They didn't want to hear what the Word of God said. I wrote down some of the definitions of slumber. And it's just slothful, lazy, unconcerned. Have you ever seen a time when it's so unconcerned? I've had one right after another tell me. Said, we talk about the Spanish, the Mexicans coming over here and working. He said, my business would close if it wasn't for them, because the Americans won't work. The Americans won't work. Ain't it pitiful? Unconcerned. Half-hearted. You know how we serve God? Half-hearted. Half-hearted. I've watched it. I've watched it all of my life. I was in a church first almost 5 years. And the pastor and his brother-in-law stood behind the pulpit and contradicted each other. One was eternal security and the other wasn't. I'm going to tell you, a church will not stand. The building today is made into apartments. Think about it. A spirit of slumber. Half-hearted. Carelessness. Have we ever seen a time that America is so careless? I dare say I've mentioned it in the prayer room. If we knew, I read some articles a long time back that some bridges in Louisiana on Highway 10, that China owns it. If they close that bridge, it shuts off this end of the county, that end of the state. You think about all over our country. You think about the interstates, amen, the toll bridges, and when China owns them, and they say nobody else crosses here. Oh, this is America. This is my home. I've not said it right lately, but he was an Arab, but he said he was a Christian, and he said, I want to show you 3 houses, and he showed me in Bethlehem over the bank. He said, these were my homes. These were my homes. And Israel took them over. Israel took them over. He said, it's still the titles, what he called it, in my name, but they're not mine. You say, they can't come and take mine. Quit paying your tax on your house. See if they don't come get it. Amen. Get to you can't take care of yourself. See if they don't sell your house. Put you in a nursing home. Amen. Take over everything you got. I'm going to tell you what I got that's mine. And that's Jesus. It's Jesus. And I've got the Word of God. I may die in the nursing home. I may die under China's rule. I don't know. But glory to God, I can still have Jesus in my heart. I need to be writing it down in my heart that I can know what thus saith the Word of God. Neighbor, there's more junk going on today than I've ever seen. There's more junk going on in our churches than I've ever seen. Neighbor, because we have rejected, God has sent the spirit of slumber on America. He said, unfaithful. Have you ever seen a time when the divorce rate is plumb out of sight? Have you ever seen a time when children are taken away from parents and put in other homes? Children are in places they don't even know. Have you ever seen a time when the molestation of children is as it is today? Think about, I thought about the one in Logan they just arrested. It's been talked about for 15 or 20 years. I know that he was a molester, but nobody would do anything. I'm glad they caught him. I'm glad they put him away. To be honest, he don't even deserve a trial. Lord help. with 20 years of proof, and they're going home. I know y'all enjoying this. Unfaithful. Undependable. I thought about, I got some people. You can make an appointment to meet them at a certain time, to go to a certain place. They'll be late every time. Janet's dear sister and her husband, they're dead now. But I've never seen them at the place on time. When they said they were undependable, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you need people now. You need people. One can hold up a whole service. Do we need to wait for the latecomers to start a service? Or do we need to go ahead and just start service? Amen. We need to be dependable to the house of God. Vision. We have no vision. The Bible said plainly in Joel, without a vision, the people perish. Today, we don't have a vision of hell. We don't have a vision. I thought about, a daddy told me, said kids 3 years old, they just don't understand. Have y'all ever heard a 3 year old pick up a cuss word? My boy was 4 years old. I got saved when Scotty was 4 years old. I walked out the door and we had old wooden steps. I heard the awfulest cussing I've ever heard. And I looked and he was under the steps by himself, cussing every word. If they pick up cussing, they can pick up the Word of God. I'm going to tell you, we've lost our vision. Our children knows I'm preaching. The children know if we're in the Spirit. And the children know when I'm mad and out of sorts. Amen. The children know what's going on. They know the Spirit of God. And today, can I tell you something? Our children are leading us in directions when we should be leading our children. When we should be leading our children. Glory to God. We're listening. Let me tell you something. You go to the ball game tomorrow and stay at your business. But if your child leads you out of the house of God, you need to step up to the plate. Amen. It don't really bother me whether they like me or not. And the door's open if they need to go somewhere else. But one day, I'm going to tell you, we're going to stand before God. It's the spirit of slumber. How many would have loved to lay in bed this morning? I thought Mama used to tell me. I remember Butch. Mama overslept a time or two. She was up in age, 87, 88. She said, I took a couple of Tylenol PMs and overslept. And my jaw was aching last night. I took one Tylenol PM. I told Jenny, I said, I got Mama's hangover this morning. Tylenol PM, I don't want to go. I don't want to go, but my jaw's a little better. Praise the Lord. Think about that alters our mind. You know why a drunk becomes a drunk? He can't face reality. He tries to drink his problems away. You know why they're laying under the bridges today? They can't face reality. I'm talking about working. They got a spirit of slumber because they rejected the Word of God. Can I tell you why they're dying daily in America, in Surrey County, with overdoses of drugs? They won't get out of bed. They won't go to work. They won't be a man or a woman. They want to be a slouch and lay on somebody else. Amen. I thought about, she come and she stood right here and wanted to join the church. She said, I'm getting help. Then we don't give money. Then they go off the handle and they're fighting, they're scratching, they're mad at everybody around them. Yep. Hello? Spoiled brat. Yep. I got a spoiled brat at the house, 59 years old. Amen. If he don't get his way, he pitches little fit, throw little slurs, and it's daddy's fault. I told one this week, looked him dead in the eye, as a member of Mount Vernon Church, and I said, I ain't the reason you ain't in church. It's you. You're the reason you ain't in church. You don't come because you don't want to. Oh, my wife left me, and I've got to take care of the house. I've got to fix this. Ben, I'm glad you got out. Come this morning.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to see.
Amen.
It's good to see. I'm in the house of God because I overcome sleep, overcome some slumber, overcome some problems I had because I wanted to come to the house of God. I'm going to, someday, this day, this week, I'm going to have some victory that I wouldn't have had if I'd have slumbered and slept. I'm going to tell you what slumbering and sleeping brings on oppression. It brings on depression. And a point of depression, our mind gets messed up. Then we go on the pill and we're not thinking straight. Come on, church, amen. I'm on a heart problem and blood thinner and something else. I said, keep my cholesterol in my pocket or wherever it's at. Amen. But glory to God, I ain't on nothing that messes up my mind. My mouth dries out. Amen. But I'm still praising God. Amen. I'm not slumbering and I'm not sleeping. Amen. We go over into the book. And Jesus took, who did he take? Peter, James, and John. He went into the Garden of Gethsemane. And his heart was heavy. It was broken. And he poured out his heart to them. And he said, pray. He said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. And he went in on into the garden to pray. And God bless us to go there. Amen. And he come back. And he said, he found them asleep. And he said, could you not watch with me 1 hour? I thought today, we think about, this was Peter, a disciple of God. This was John, a disciple of God. This was James, a disciple, apostle of God. And I thought about us that are sitting here today. Amen. If I preach an hour, I'm going to say, can't you watch with me 1 hour? Amen. Have we got to go to sleep? We'll sit down. Used to, I ain't been to a movie in. Lord have mercy. I think it's the 70s, the last movie I went to. But we'll go to a movie and sit there for 2 solid hours and eat popcorn and pay. Somebody told me it's from out of sight what it costs. Didn't cost you nothing. Come to the house of God.
Right.
Let me tell you about another spirit of slumber. It's all I can do to pay my bills. And our offerings have been up lately. But it's all I can do to pay my bills. I can't afford tithes today. I just can't give my tithes. You can't afford not to. You can't afford not to. I've come and not paid tithes. I've come and paid tithes. I know the difference. New converts need encouraging. New converts to stay together need to realize that you're bound. You're bound by God to be one flesh and you need each other. I wasn't kidding the boots last night. But it's the truth. I can't quarrel no more. I get mad. I can't drive at night. I used to, if I got aggravated, I'd get in the car and leave. I can't drive at night. She just scoots the other side of bed. Don't know nothing I say. And if I lay there till morning, amen, I forgot what I was mad about. So I just go ahead and say, fix breakfast. We'll eat breakfast together. Right, Roger. Amen. So there is some advantages of getting old. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But we are so selfish. We want it our way. And our young kids are spoiled. And he said, unfaithful, undependable, putting off duties. There's a word. What's that word for putting stuff off? What? Yeah, procrastinator. Yeah. I've never been a procrastinator till right lately. I think that don't have to be done. It just don't have to be done. grass ain't about that high, but it's going to rain. I don't think I can get done. Just put it off. Nerusa leaking, let's just put it off. I'm just about the notion of going to church, but I'm going to wait till next Sunday. I'm going to wait till next week. I'm going to pray at the altar, give it all to God, and move up a little bit. But I'm going to wait till next week. There's nothing I know of any sadder than one to die that God's led you to talk to and you didn't go. It's heart-wrenching. Think on what the spirit of slumber has done to America. I remember I was 17 years old, got out of high school. You couldn't hardly find a job. Man, I run around everywhere. I really couldn't quit school, and they wouldn't give me a job. He said, finish school and come back. So I took off to Canada, 17-year-old boy. Took off to Canada. High school education, prime in the backer. Boy, I really got it, didn't I? But I knew if a dollar was made, I had to make it. Mama didn't have it, and Daddy needed his. He's going to spend his. We spoiled a bunch of kids. We've caused a slumbering bunch of kids. And what God said, God sent the spirit of slumber. It wasn't the devil. It was God sent the spirit of slumber because the Jews would not listen to the word of God. They wouldn't accept Jesus. And today, America is not accepting Jesus. As a whole, we're not accepting Jesus. Hallelujah. Ears that they should not hear. Unto this day, ears that they should not hear. Let me go into Mark 14. Mark 14:34. And he said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful. I've just quoted part of this, but I'm going to read it. Exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. Jesus said this. And he went forward a little while and he fell on the ground. And he prayed that if it were possible, this hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou will. You know, that's the prayer I prayed with my heart attack. God, if it's your will, I'll live. And if it ain't, I'm ready to go on. Not my will, but thine be done. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and said unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Could not thou watch 1 hour? Could you not watch 1 hour? Turn over out of Matthew 25. I'm trying to get on. Matthew 25. And about 8. And this is the 10 virgins. We won't read all of this. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil. It's the 8th verse. Of the 25th chapter. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Their lamps had been burning. They can't go out if they ain't been burning. They had the oil, the representation of the Holy Spirit of God. But the wise answered, saying, not so. I can't give you my spirit. I can help you pray through, and you let Jesus come in. But the Spirit I've got is mine. I can't give it to you. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye right rather unto them, and sell and buy that sale, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Can I tell you, the door's going to be shut on the slumbering, sleeping. And he said, afterward came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. Amen. They were standing outside a gulf fixed between them, saying, Lord, open unto us. Come on, let me come in. Lord, we've got oil now. I went to the store. Amen. But the bridegroom, Jesus, had already come back. Amen. And shut to the door. I'm going to tell you, we'll be playing around and saying, Lord, wait till I come back from the car race. Lord, wait till I come back from where I want to go and what I want to be. And then I will come to church. I'm going to turn over to Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6, just read one verse. That ye be not slothful. That's what I'm preaching on. The spirit of slothful. He said that ye be not slothful, but followers of them. We're so afraid today that we're going to follow some man. We're so afraid. I've heard it ever since I've been a Christian. Honey, but we need a spiritual guidance. We need some spiritual people to follow. I thank God for the old saints of God that allowed me to follow them. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Through faith and patience inherit the promise. We need to work on our faith today. I need to work on our patience today. We're too easy to fly off. Too easy to have the right answers. Too easy to tell everybody what they need to do. Too easy to fix everything to suit ourselves. I find out, glory to God, the reason that the spirit of slumber hit the Jews, amen, and their eyes are blinded and their ears are dull of hearing, because they would not obey God. God won't continue to knock on your door. He won't continue to visit your house. He won't continue to convict your heart. If God's speaking to you today, today is the day of salvation. Honey, hell is an awful, awful place. Nobody wants to go to hell. My worst enemy, I don't want them to go to hell. There's no way out. Honey, my enemy here on earth can repent. We can make peace and things go. But in hell, honey, it's eternity. Eternal hell burning forever and forever. 1 Peter, and I'm just before quitting. Have you ever seen a time when there's as much excuse making as it is today? Why we didn't go, why we didn't do, won't get out of bed, slumber and sleep. We're mad at everybody that gets a shout. Mad at everybody that's spiritual or that's doing anything from the Lord. I am the elect of God. God spoke to my heart. And around that commode that morning, I said, God, I accept you. I don't even know the words, but I got willing to accept the Lord. I became His child. I became a new man. Things changed. My drinking habits changed. 2 Peter, 1st chapter. Let's read about 5 through 10. And I promise you I'll get out of the way. Let's go to 4. Wherefore are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers. We are, every one here is partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, I'm going to tell you, all these double marriages ain't a thing in the world but the lust of the flesh. Soak it in or let it go, it don't matter. And besides this, give all diligence. He said, add to your faith. We've all got a portion of faith, but he said, give all diligence. Do everything you can to add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness. Neighbor, I'm afraid American church is lacking on this. Brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity, which is love. We need to fall back in love with one another. For if these things, I love this verse, I quote it quite often. For if these things be in you and abound, if they work, if they're abounding in you, they make you that ye neither shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we got these things, you read them over again. If you don't know the definition, go look it up. But if these things are bound in you, not in your dictionary, not in your basement, not just in your Bible, but in your heart. He said if it abounds in you. But he that lacketh these things is blind. So why is the spirit of slumber and blindness come? Because we won't accept these things. Because we won't let them abide in our heart. We won't let them speak to us. We won't let patience and godliness and brother kindness and love. He that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. What I'm telling you today, when we begin to get away from the Word of God and to walk at a far distance from the Word of God, we quit loving one another. We slack up on church. We find excuses why we don't come. We find excuses why we don't come on Wednesday night. We find excuses why we don't come to revival. We find excuses why we don't come to the altar. I've heard most of them. Not all of them, but I've heard most of them. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. What he says, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. I believe the American church has forgot that they were purged or cleaned up or give. I thought if you put in a pump, a jet pump, you've got to purge it. You've got to get the water out. If you hook up a new furnace, you've got to purge it. If you hook up gas logs, you've got to purge it. You've got to get the air out to get the good gas through. Amen. We've got to purge our old conscience. We've got to clean out some of that junk and remember instead of forgetting what God done. Do you know where you're at when God saved you? Bill, do you know? Oscar, do you know? Do I remember the shape with the jerks and the shades and the details and doing without? Glory to God. Because I wouldn't listen to the Word of God. How much longer could I wait till God would have given me the spirit of slumber? Neighbor, they slept under the bridge last night because they wouldn't listen several years back. Poverty come to our home. I got news for us. I may not see it, but America ain't going to be the prosperous America that it is now. Out on and on. It's going to break down. We're in debt over our head. We're owned by foreign countries. We're owned by the devil's crowd. And I know we don't want to think about it. We don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about hell. That's why I drank liquor. Get hell off my mind. Didn't want to go to hell. But neighbor, it's going to close down. But he that lacketh these things is blind. And he can't see afar off. He don't have no vision of hell. He's got a vision of what he's doing right then. He thinks he's getting by. Blind and cannot see afar off. And had forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Who's this talking to? This ain't talking to the sinner. This is talking to church. You and I, saved people. Have we forgot? Have we forgot what God saved us from? How he purged us and fired us up. How he warmed us up. How he cleaned us up. Put the Holy Ghost power of God in us. Have we forgotten? I'm preaching on the spirit of slumber. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. That's twice we've read diligence. To make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. If you do these things, you shall never fall. I hear all kind of foolish jesters. Why does God let this happen? If a mama's drunk and has rejected the word of God, she's at very subject to be killed or to be raped or to be taken down. If a man has turned his back on God, man turned his back on God. God took his hand off of him. Give him the spirit of slumber. It ain't God's fault what happens to that man. It ain't God's fault that I got cancer. Bless God, I'm just an old man. It ain't God's fault that my heart wore out. It ain't God's fault that my hips bone on bone. It ain't God's fault. He gave me a great life. I told one of the Hope residents last night, up till I was 79 years old, I had a great health, great body, great work for God. I ain't complaining. I'm praising God that I can still do what I can do. I'm praising Him. He gave me a testimony. I ain't forgot. It's been a long time, but I ain't forgot the stink of alcohol hanging over a commode vomiting. I ain't forgot sitting on those cinder block steps. I ain't forgot. Oh, Lord, I ain't forgot. I ain't forgot what God purged me from. I cleaned up my soul. If you will stand, brother. If you get us a song.